Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dave Lawman, Beef Cattle Specialist out of Oklahoma State University, joining us. Back with Dave in just a moment.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on June 28th.
Authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
With the rains of this week, some of the areas in deep drought have backed away from the worst of the conditions a bit. However, beef cattle specialist Dr. Dave Lawman says it's still a really good idea to know in advance what you would do if you got to a point where you're running out of forage resources, and that might mean culling some of your mama cow herd.
Yeah, I think that's the priority. You know, long term, the adjustments made should ensure that, you know, the forage base is not damaged due to overgrazing primarily. And so that's what we're trying to avoid is, you know, sort of damaging that natural resource that the foundation of the ranching enterprise.
If we're able to improve the quality of our soils, improve the holding capacity of moisture, that helps our pastures. And that helps us then cope with some of these decisions. Helps make some of these decisions maybe a little more manageable.
It does, and you know, should even in a dry period, particularly early on in a dry period, improve productivity of the forage base. But you know, overgrazing is going to reduce the water holding capacity in those soils in there, and that's what leads to long term that and erosion, long term reduction of that. Of the base of the, you know, forage production capacity.
I know that one of the things that our cow-calf operators have to really watch are those body condition scores of our mama cows. We got to stay on top of making sure that we don't allow those scores to get out of line with the animals that we choose to hold on to.
Yeah. I mean, that's got to follow close behind protecting, you know, the soil and the ranch resource, but following right behind that's going to be taking good care of those animals and making sure that they're not compromised in terms of a body condition, which leads to, first of all, lower market value if you have to destock and sell some of those animals. And most people are going to need to do that are, you know, out there in the more intensified drought region. But secondly, it also compromises can compromise their health status, and certainly the health status of their new babies. The research has shown time and again that animals are in thin condition, just don't have the immune competence that animals that are in good condition have.
Know that, you know, you always kind of think about, do I cull the older animals out of my herd or the younger ones? You have to kind of look at those individual animals to see which one has the most, I guess, promise going forward when, you know, of the animals that you're going to have left to try to make you hopefully profitable, right?
You know, I think so. To me, it seems like it'd be important, especially if you're entering into, you know, an era or a period of risk related to drought, to have a kind of a priority list. And hopefully the rancher has good enough records to sort of create that list of priorities, you know, which animals should go first in terms of what animals are still of good value but not very productive. And Ron, we suggest people, you know, just simply think about this with the three O's, open, old, and other problems. And there's probably some overlap among those categories, but opens might include, you know, obviously cows that are open aren't going to raise a calf this year if you're already past the breeding season, and you might lump in that category cows that are calving late either this year or bred late and will calf late next year. And then older cows, you know, if they're nearing the end of their productive life cycle, those would be logical, and still in good condition, those would be logical animals to put higher on that priority list. And then finally, everybody's probably got a list of cows, if not on paper, at least in their head, of other problems in your cows. You know, perhaps that might include cows with bad attitude, bad feet, a bad udder, just things like that would put them higher on that culling priority list.
Dr. Dave Lawman, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.